You're listening to the Mixed Morning Show podcast with Dom, Emily, and Jeremy.
Who wants to hear a note?
I do.
Who wants to hear a letter?
Let's do it.
Her name is Rachel. We love it when you guys reach out to us. She writes, "Hey guys, I heard you talking about funny things that happened during the holidays, and I wanted to tell you that mine involved our dog, Moose."
Moose!
I love when animals are named after other animals.
Tell me it's a Pomeranian.
Oh, she
little tiny
say,
dog.
I'm
Moose.
Sorry.
Darn it.
But here's the story of Moose. She writes, "We had to take him to the vet because he was trying to throw up but couldn't. Aww. And we knew that he must have eaten something. When the vet did x-rays, he saw something with a very odd shape. They ended up doing surgery." Let me just jump in here.
Poor buddy.
Poor Moose.
Yeah, I feel bad for Moose. Moose had to get cut open. But again, how much money are people paying on dogs who...
You mean family members?
Oh, right. I'm sorry.
Yeah, sorry.
When the vet did x-rays, he saw something with a very odd shape. They ended up doing surgery and took out a pair of my underwear.
Oh, Moose has a fetish.
Moose is a perv.
Yeah, pervy Moose.
She writes,
"Gross."
Which was even more embarrassing because it was one of my few pair of granny underwear, not my thongs.
Oh, that's a hearty snack.
Oh.
The vet brought them out and showed all of us. I was mortified.
"Are these yours?" And he held them up. Is this a blanket?
He goes, "I'm going to go parasailing with these later." She writes, "Anyway, love your show. Have a fun day." That's Rachel.
Oh, Moose. Well, dogs are weird about poor the buddy. Underpants.
They are.
Knock it off.
I understand that dogs live to eat. That's the only thing they want to do. Sure. Well, that and procreate. They want to procreate and they want to eat. And
sounds
they eat
like somebody else I know, but go on.
You looked at both of us.
Well, because I'm going to sleep with Emily and then you and I are going to go to lunch.
Yeah, right? We'll get a club sandwich.
Club sandwich, that's right. Yum, that's good eating.
Anyway, where was I? Oh, dogs, it's so funny because they live to eat, but it's so funny to me that they will eat so many things that are not food.
Right.
And like you have to wonder, that's not possible for Rachel's undergarments to necessarily have
a good taste. It's got to be a smell
texture
thing.
Texture?
It's a smell thing.
Like dogs eat shoes, right? And
yeah,
it's like...
Toys, marbles, rocks. I mean, you've heard multiple stories. You go in and you x-ray your dog and it's full of rocks.
Yeah.
You're like, what are you doing, dog? Like yesterday, no joke, I came home and there's a nice pile of cat puke on the floor. And I was like, I got to get to that and pick that up. An hour later, I walked back by. The cat puke was gone. And the dog was licking
Sully
his chops.
Like,
come on. Mm-hmm. Gross.
I've seen that. But, well, look, you'll see dogs eat their own.
Yes, you will.
Right?
It might be good eating. We don't know.
And then the next thing you know, they're lapping it up. And that's just makes me want to throw up.
They love food. I had a dog growing up. It was a Cocker Spaniel. And we had, like, brats on the grill one day. And this dog was so dumb. I mean, it's a food thing. I know we're talking non-food. But he jumped up on the grill that was running with hot brats and downed, like, four hot off the grill brats.
Burned his mouth.
Scarfed him down. Then he went about 20 feet and barfed it all up.
Sounds like somebody else I know, but okay, whatever.
He went back half an hour later and ate it back up.
Well, I rest my case.
It's always hilarious because I'm in charge of scooping dog poop at our house. Adam probably does it at your joint, Em. But
yeah.
The things that you find in the stool, like I found paper, plastic bags, like Ziploc bags, strings, hair.
Ladies, you know when you lose your hair tie and you're like, gosh darn it, where did it go? That's where they all go.
The dog ate it.
Would you be willing to open up phones and take the next, 5 to 10 calls that can tell us the funniest thing their dog ever consumed?
That they passed.
As long as the dog is okay now.
Ashley is on the line. Ashley says her dog is turf. Turf? Yeah. What did Turf eat?
He ate over a year ago last Thanksgiving. He ate a miniature tennis ball at the dog park and completely swallowed it. So he had to get stomach surgery and they pulled it out. And then for about 3 months after that, he was throwing up and they didn't really know what was wrong with him. And he turned out to have an esophageal stricture. So now he's on a wet food diet the rest of his life.
Oh, he did that on purpose.
And no more tennis balls.
Yeah.
No more tennis balls or dry food.
You know, it's funny, too, with the whole tennis ball thing, because tennis balls, dogs love just to go and fetch and bring back.
Mm-hmm.
Seems like if you ate it, you wouldn't be able to play anymore.
You'd have to throw the dog.
Yeah.
Ashley, have a great day.
Yeah, you too.
Thank you. I always like the dogs who run after the tennis ball or whatever, and then they bring it back, and they get to within about 2 feet of you, but they won't drop it or give it back to you. They just kind of dodge with you, you know, like play keep away.
You're like, what, you don't want to play anymore? Yeah. Come on.
Who is next? Here's Jamie. Good morning, Jamie.
Good morning.
So your dog is Morgan, and what did Morgan eat?
She started off eating a remote, and then she ate a CD. And then it all finally stopped when she bit into a live electrical cord and literally shocked the poop out of her.
Oh, no!
That'll learn you.
What CD was it? Was it a John Denver CD?
No, I don't remember.
Boys to Men. Oh, that's funny.
Pretty good.
I like. Were you able to see the biting of the cord and the
and the backfire?
No, I actually didn't even know she had done it. I came home and there was a mess all over the floor, and I thought I was angry at her, so I threw her outside. And then when I went to go get her, I thought she had a ball in her mouth. And I went to get the ball out of her mouth, and that's when I realized that she had bit into the cord. It was all swollen, and I had to take her to the emergency vet.
Man.
She's like, great, I almost got electrocuted, and he threw my butt outside.
Yep.
Have a great day, Jamie.
All right, thank you.
Thanks for being on the show. Here's next up is Helen. Hello, Helen.
Hello.
Let's hear about the dog Lucy.
My son was walking Lucy a few months ago, and he let her off the leash for a spell, and she jumped into a bush and came out with a live rabbit in her mouth, and a rather big one, and proceeded to eat it within a matter of seconds. My son tried to save the rabbit, but he said his CO. When he got closer, he could hear the crunching of
bones. Okay, all right.
Lucy, no!
Lucy in the field with rabbits. All right, Helen. Thanks.
Loves the litter box for what it's worth.
Not the only dog to have that taste.
Freaking grosses me out.
Helen, have a great day.
You too. Bye.
Thank you. I want to feel bad for the rabbit. I really do. But in my neighborhood, there's 800 million rabbits.
You got to get a Lucy, man.
You got to bring. We need to truck in Lucy. You know, and the thing is, there are like coyotes like crazy near my house, and I'm like, how are they not feasting?
Help a brother out.
Everyone's going vegetarian.
Right. Here's Ron. Hello, Ron.
Hello.
Tell me about your dog, Jake.
I had Jake. He was a little Shih Tzu, and I have multiple kids as well. So whenever crayons would fall on the floor, they would disappear.
Crayons?
Crayons.
And then Jake
multiple
would...
colors, so... Yeah. So as I was the one had Jeremy's duty of picking up poop, I'd find those rainbows in the backyard.
That'd be some thick poo, right? I think.
He was kind of doing you a favor, just adding a little beauty to the poop of life, you know?
Sticks to the roof of your mouth.
Up after the kids, so I give him that.
Probably looked like Walt Disney pooped out there or something, didn't it?
It did, and you know, and all these other animals were going to the emergency room. You know, he never had a problem with them.
Yeah.
I guess they're non-toxic.
True.
Shoots on through.
Hey, Ron, thanks for calling.
Hey, you're welcome. Have a good one.
You
see ya.
Well,
what a good boy.
Here's Colleen. Good morning, Colleen.
Hi, how are you today?
We're all great. So your dog is Whiskey?
Well, he actually was my daughter's dog. She rescued him from the pound, and he was a puppy. Brought him to our house where she was living with her parents, and that dog not only was chewing and eating shoes and my curtains and my couch. One day we let him out to go to the bathroom, and he just started shaking profusely. We didn't know what was wrong. Looked like he was having an epileptic fit. But it turned out he pooped out a McDonald's straw. It was funny, but it was sad because it was so long and he was just a puppy. It took forever for it to come out.
Did you try to assist? Like, pull
it
help him out?
That.
It'd be like a propeller starting or whatever.
No, I ain't touching that. But it was wrapped around his feces and it was took forever to come out.
I wonder if that would be bad for the dog if you tried to assist.
Right? You could rip something.
Because I remember, by the way, Colleen, thank you for calling.
You're welcome. Have a good afternoon.
You as well. I remember when our cat, when I was a kid, would do that drag its butt on the ground thing because it had eaten string or something like that. And I always wondered, like, would it be like a pull toy? I mean,
like starting a lawnmower.
Right. Would you try to pull that out?
I think you would help.
The cat's eyes start spinning around.
Put your foot on it and you pull.
Or like a little baby doll that starts talking.
It takes off running. That's gross.
Well, you put some gloves on, of course. Yeah. Hi, Kathleen. Hi, Kathleen.
Hi, how are you?
So the dog is Rocky. What did Rocky eat?
So Rocky pulled a uncooked pizza off the countertop and ate about half to three quarters of the uncooked pizza dough.
Oh, sounds like somebody else I know.
I would do that. Why not? It's a pizza.
What is wrong with that? There's no
good boy.
When I found him, he was like twice the size that he normally is.
Oh. It had risen. Yeah.
Been there.
Right.
He's all yeasty.
The dog cannot digest yeast, and it was rising in his stomach. And he became ataxic. He couldn't walk. And he was struggling and staggering around. And I said, Dan, you better Google dogs and pizza dough.
And what did you find when you Googled that?
My husband said, it's a vet emergency. So we took him to the vet.
Mm-hmm.
And so they said they were going to have to do surgery to cut the uncooked dough out of
my
stomach.
God.
And I said, you know what? I love my dog, but I am not paying for surgery.
What?
You let him go?
That dog throw up.
Oh, you put your fingers down his throat.
No, they gave him hydrogen peroxide.
Oh. You could have put him in an oven at 350 just to see what happened.
Then flip him. Wait a minute. Are you telling me that the option was either surgery or just pouring that down his throat, and they didn't tell you about the pouring the hydrogen peroxide to begin with?
Right, that's correct.
It's a
they
cheaper
wanted to
option.
Do surgery. And it's so funny, my son was about 13, and when they left the room, the vet left the room after I said, you know, we're not going to do surgery on him, my son said, Mom, what if that was me?
Right.
Well, probably the same thing.
Excellent point.
Kathleen, I hope you have a great day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Thanks for being on the show. What if that was me? Time for one more. It's Lauren. Hello, Lauren.
Lori?
Lori. Hello, hi. Lori. Is your dog named after the dragon?
Aragorn. He was named after all of the Lord of the Rings, but they instead of Aragorn, they named him Aragorn. So.
Oh, gotcha. What did Aragorn eat?
Aragorn was a Great Dane, and when he was just about a year old, he stood up at the kitchen counter and got a crystal glass out of the kitchen sink. And I don't know what was in the glass that was so tasty, but he just chomped the hell out of the glass.
And that's dangerous.
When I got home, I just found all the pieces of glass, so I didn't know if he had just, like, chewed on it and spit it out. So I had to take him to the vet, and the vet said that it was very nice of him to eat lead crystal so that they could see it clearly on the x-ray. And they said it was going to be either $3,000 in surgery or he might be lucky and pass the big chunks of glass.
Ouch.
What in that cut?
He did pass the glass. It must have hurt, but he did pass it.
Dogs are tough.
So you opted not to spend the $3,000.
I did. Mm-hmm. They said let's give it a couple days and see if he passes it. Bring him back and we'll take another X-ray.
So you had to go and inspect.
We took the other X-ray and he
pooped it out.
Well, let me ask you this. I mean, were there any lasting effects, or did Aragorn stay okay after that?
Aragorn was a really tough dog. He did fine.
Okay.
Yeah.
And thanks for being on our show, okay?
Oh, can you imagine?
Have a great day.
No, I'm puffering just thinking about it.
Ouch.
Want more laughs? Follow us online.
Every morning.
Search at Dom Emily Jeremy on Twitter and Facebook.com/Dom Emily Jeremy.